a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. It's Tuesday night, the 11th of December, 2007. Glad you're with us tonight for the broadcast. Tonight will be open lines. A lot of stuff I want to talk about tonight and get into. Tomorrow night, we're going to have Michael Vail on from thought-criminal.org. We're going to talk about technology and its uses. And almost daily now, there are articles about technology and the potential uses against us that are making their way into the mainstream media. And so we'll talk about that tomorrow night. But tonight, the lines are open for you at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open at both republicbroadcasting.org. And at MidnightRiderShow.com, and feel more than free to show up at either one or both of them. Some folks do that and have a good time chatting back and forth. There's always a great conversation going on in both of those rooms. And I've been eating hemp seeds. I love these things. They're roasted hemp seeds that come from Canada. And I'm just like, I'm literally addicted to these things now. And I just eat them so much, but they always end up in your teeth worse than popcorn. But they are just so good. And the health benefits from them are just incredible. And I just love the daylights out of eating them. And I ate some just before I came on the air. And I am paying the price. But, oh, gosh, these are just so good. And it's just hard for me to put them down. It's kind of like a Lay's. You can't eat just one. You can see how influenced I've been by a media culture. I mean, I can sit and spout off. And we did that one night. We talked about advertising slogans. And we just went over them and over them and over them. And that was really fun. But we're all like that. We all have these little slogans popping in our head. I mean, because they've been drilled into us over the years, you know. Yeah, that's how those hemp seeds are. They're just so good. But we've still recovering from the effects of this ice storm here. School's going to be out again for tomorrow because it's going to be below freezing tonight. It was above freezing today. It got up to about 37 degrees here in Oklahoma City. But 15 dead here in Oklahoma, 18 between here and Missouri. With this ice storm, they're saying it's the worst ice storm in the history of Oklahoma. And I've got parts of trees and all kinds of stuff down in the yard that we'll have to go out and clean up once everything starts to thaw. But, I mean, the ice is still on the trees, even though we were above freezing, but we've not had any sun, which makes makes it difficult to thaw. As soon as that sun comes out, this stuff's gone, and hopefully we'll see some sun in the next day or so. Back in a minute, we'll have Mouseketeer Roll Call and oh so much more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Some nights I feel like I have died, or something deep.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to join us tonight, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And somebody in the RBN chat room was bringing up the point that Grump, who is in the chat room right now, is... I guess it's caught in the grip of the ice as well. And somebody had said that they hadn't seen the sun for a week. And, you know, we haven't. It's been about that long since we've seen any sunshine. And I'm looking forward to seeing it, you know, for it to pop out. You know, when we were talking to Nick Baggage the other night, he was talking about, we were talking about the long winter they have up there and the fact that there's very little sunlight up there at the top of the world. I don't know how they would do it. And he says he has different things, vitamin D and that kind of stuff that they take to, I guess, remain sane. But that would drive me crazy. Constant night. I like that sun too much. And just, you know, because I like natural light and it's just so cool, you know, to be able to soak up that sun. And even on the coldest of days,
if the sun is out, you get that a warming effect from the sun. And I mean, I've seen, you know, days with where it's 10 or 15 degrees outside and the sun is out and stuff starts melting. Now, granted, it refreezes when it hits the ground later. But it starts melting. And yeah, I'm looking forward to definitely seeing the sun. Kids are going to be out of school for a third day tomorrow because this stuff's going to refreeze tonight. And but earlier in the day, the ice was all gone on the streets. But still in the yard, I've got tree branches down everywhere. We've got about a half of a willow tree that our neighbor behind us has. It was a beautiful tree. It's not anymore. And it's destroyed. And half of it's in my backyard. So a lot of cutting I've got to do. To get a bunch of stuff done. And we've got a couple of trees that have been through this. All our trees have been through like three, four times. And I think I've got one or two that probably the one that I think have about had it. They're laid over just like one of those blooming onions that you get at a restaurant, you know, those deep fried onions. That's how it looks. Just looks peeled wide open. And, so I don't know if they're going to make it. And one of them was an apple tree, and it was just starting to put on good apples. Where we were starting to get a good crop, and the size was getting good, decent. I hope that one. I'm going to have to just assess it before I cut it down, because we got a lot of apples out of that bad boy last year. I mean, a ton. And would hate to see that tree go away. But nonetheless, Mouseketeer roll call time. In the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, we've got Annie all the way up in Norway listening to us every night. That is so cool. We get Catherine. She's away. She's cooking elk for her husband, who gets off at 11:30 about Montana time. We've got Grump, OIA, Rogue Dolphin, Steve and Vista, Tanana, and Techie. And over in the Midnight Rider chat room, we've got Calvin, Chainsaw Amoral, Chowda Time, David B., DND, Doug, Fates Web, Hartruth Soldier Chick, Josh Kalma, Chris Lee, Lucas, Michael, Mike S., Mike CTW, and Rob. All ensconced in the Midnight Rider chat room. There you go. If you got comments or suggestions about the program, love to hear from you. So let me know. My email address is mike@midnightridershow.com. That's mike@midnightridershow.com. They're telling me to go to Alaska. They've got sun up there. Yeah, I hear it's warmer up there this year. Heck, might just have to pack it up and go north. Take off to the great white north. The Ron Paul campaign, money-wise, doing pretty darn good. Up to $11,359,000 and some change here. $11,359,445.38. I would like to see the $12 million before this before the big Tea Party thing. That'd be cool to get all that in there and get the bucks in there and get it loaded up and get that baby ready to go. I guess the blimp is going to fly and all kinds of stuff. I got an email from Gary Franchi today, and I guess some of you probably got it as well. There's a place where you can do – it's called usprimary2008.com, and you can vote in like a national primary online, and and they'll release the results of the vote coming up on Super Tuesday. And so you can go and vote there. I went and I casted my vote for Ron Paul. USprimary2008.com. So you can head over there and get involved there. But the big Tea Party 07 coming up this weekend, the 15th and the 16th on the weekend. And that is a huge, huge deal. I'm going to try to raise $10 million try to get this done. And right now, 28,831 pledges as of 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I'm sure that that number is going to go up. And just like last time, I'm sure that there will be a number of people who don't put their email addresses. As a matter of fact, I didn't this time. It's just because I haven't gotten around to it. But I'm at the site now. I guess I could do that, couldn't I? Duh. I mean, let's just do it right now. And whammo, there I am. There we are. Oh, now they've got these little messages, the little things so that you don't get the spam bots. Don't hit it there, so. All right. So do that. If you haven't pledged, please do. That's going to give them more of an idea of who all is going to do things. And I just think this thing is going to be so cool. And it's going to be really cool, really great to do. I am really looking forward to watching a ticker this weekend. Because I did that the last time. When we did the 4.3 million on the 5th of November. Golly. As soon as midnight on the 5th hit, the update on the little counter on Ron Paul's website, I mean, just literally went nuts. And what you do is you go to TeaParty07, put your email address in, and say that you're going to give 100. And then look, if you can't give 100, give whatever you can. And that's a key thing. Give whatever you can. And whether it's $10, $25, I mean, all of this adds up. So if you don't have the money to give 100, don't. If you've got the ability to give 1,000, give it. And then if you hit your $2,300 limit, which is the federal limit for individual contributions, then, you know, start putting your money in these things like the blimp and other things like that, or form your own little 527 group and start putting out television spots and stuff for Ron Paul. The more we do this, the more this all gets combined and running and working together, the more votes we're going to get him. The other thing, too, and I mentioned this before, if you're a registered Democrat and you're wanting to vote for Ron Paul in the primaries, you're in a closed primary state like mine is here in Oklahoma, you're going to have to change your party affiliation to Republican. And the deadline here in the state of Oklahoma is January the 11th. So if you need to check with your state, you can do that at Ron Paul's website. RonPaul2008.com. Because you might be saying, well, I'm going to vote for him in the general election. Well, that's fine and dandy, but if we don't get him to the general election, then you're not going to get a chance to vote for him. So we need to have everybody change your party affiliation from Democrat to Republican if you're in a closed primary state, also as independent as well. Because I don't think you'd be able to vote in those elections either. So please do that and do it soon. I think you can even do it like at the post office and stuff now, but or at a tag agency. That's where I did mine the last time when I got my little driver's license. And that's the thing. Am I going to renew that this time? I have, you want to totally unplug from the system as much as you can, and you sit and wonder, well, do I do it, do I not? If it's a real ID in this thing, yeah, maybe I ain't doing it. But then again, ours at this point is practically that anyway. The license now has a barcode on it. And when I renewed it, I didn't know any of this stuff. There's a barcode on it and your fingerprint and different size pictures of, different size images of your picture. And the whole nine yards. I mean, it looks real draconian, but no. If you've not registered as a Republican and you're a Democrat or an independent in a closed primary state, you've got to get that done. That is very, very important that get done. I mean, put that top of your list for tomorrow to do, so you can get that done. All right, back in just a minute. If you would like to join us on the program, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Three one three 9443 is the number if you would like to join us here tonight on the Midnight Rider. Be more than glad to be more than happy to have you on the program with us tonight. And Federal Reserve cut interest rates again today. This had been expected for a while. The Federal Reserve dropped its most important interest rate to a nearly 2-year low on Tuesday and left the door open to additional cuts. To prevent a housing and credit meltdown from pushing the economy into a recession, although Morgan Stanley has already issued a full-out recession alert. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and all but one of his colleagues agreed to trim the federal funds rate by 0.25%. That brings things down to 4.25%. The rate reduction, this is a Federal Reserve press release, by the way. Rate reduction, the third this year, was needed to energize national economic growth. The deepening housing slump is affecting the behavior of consumers and businesses alike, the Fed said. Economic growth is slowing, reflecting the intensification of the housing correction and some softening in business and consumer spending. However, strains in financial markets have increased in weeks, the Fed said in a statement explaining the decision to cut rates again. The three rate cuts ordered thus far should help promote growth over to moderate growth over time, the Fed said. Problem is, you know, the fourth quarter, they're expecting probably to be a negative growth quarter as far as the economy is concerned, or that are very, very little growth. You've got Washington Mutual shutting down 190 offices across the country, laying off about 3,000 people, and they were essentially a bank and a savings and loan type institution. And so you've got hedge fund, you've got some of these funds that are shutting down. I saw today, and you know those people's money are gone. So more people with pensions and things are just, you know, totally gone, totally obliterated. And so, and this all goes back to this currency that we have, and this fiat dollar that we have that was, you know, put together in 1913 in the middle of the night. You know, so many of the big, huge pieces of legislation that have been foisted on the American people have been done in the dark of night. Federal Reserve Act, Patriot Act, the first one. This H.R. 1955, they suspend the rules and do it on a voice vote. There's no debate on it. When you would think that on a bill that could potentially damage and take away somebody's rights to free speech, that there would be some discussion about it. Oh, but no, we're just going to voice vote this one on in and slam it on down the line. We've had a government out of control for a long, long time. And they're used to doing this, and that's the problem. Is Americans abdicated their responsibility to keeping an eye on their government a long time ago. We expected the media to do it, and the media stopped doing it a long, long time ago. Because when you go back and you look at history, like the New York Times was owned by, J.P. Morgan had a big stake in it. And so they reported exactly what he wanted them to say regarding the Federal Reserve and how this was going to be a great thing for the Fed, for the country. There'd be no more money panics. 16 years later, we've got the Great Depression that starts. With the stock market crash, it takes about 2 years for everything to kind of fritter on out. But boom, you know, it happens. Thousands died of starvation. Thousands dying of starvation. In this whole thing, there were riots in the streets, and you don't see a lot of film of that. You just see Roosevelt taking control and being the big man that he was and lying his way into war and all of this. It's just incredible. You know, you just sit and you watch this and you see how this happens, and you know that the media is not going to be the watchdog. There's a few here and there that make the attempt, but they're pretty much shut out. Something will get printed, but it's in the back of the newspaper where the chances of somebody seeing it are slim and none. Or you'll see a report that airs one time, and it's gone. John Stossel with 2020 interviewed Ron Paul for an hour. They're not going to show it on 2020. None of the interview. But so they put it on the internet, and they're releasing a piece each day. I think they're going to release another piece tomorrow, and if we get time, we might play a couple of those clips of Ron Paul. But just they're not protecting us. That was their job in the first place. Problem is, at the end, we can't expect somebody to do the work for us. We've got to do it ourselves. It's our job. Back in a minute with more if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
I will never bother you. I will never promise to. I will never follow you. I will never bother you. There's no way we come to this. Things have never been so swell. I have never found the well. Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Back here on the Midnight Rider. On the Republic Broadcasting Network, you know, and you know, all of this. We just literally just gave up our role as protector of our own freedom. And I think that's, you know, why so many of us are when we come into this, we're like just shell-shocked. I know I was. Because I mean, I literally sat for 2 months and rationalized this stuff away. Because I started, you know, with Katrina, once it started, then I started researching stuff, and then I turned Alex on, and then I turned Stadmiller on, and then, you know, you start looking at the stuff that's coming down the pike, and you're hearing guys like Alan Watt, and you're hearing all these people come out talking about this stuff, and you start looking, and you're going, oh, my God. And the more you look, the worse it gets, and you spend a lot of nights up late at night hoping that nobody knows what you're looking at. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble if somebody sees me reading this. My wife literally thought I was a kook for a while, like I was an idiot. I was a nut, needed psychological. Family members were going, I think he might need some psychological help. But as I went on, once I started my radio show, she started listening to this and started listening to some of the guests. It's kind of like, whoa. And she'd actually talk to, you know, she'd talk to some of them. And, you know, so the information just slowly kind of started leaking in for her. And after a while, I was still a little nutty, but not a kook, you know. And my family and I, we don't discuss it much. When I go see them, when we're, you know, we just talk about family things and that kind of thing. And they listen to the show from time to time. And I just let it go at that because they've heard of the information. We've talked about it a little bit. And so I just let it go. I don't beat them over the head with it because the relationship with them is more important than trying to drive them away with the truth. And I love my mom and dad. And so we just kind of, you know, occasionally it comes up in conversation. We chit chat about it a little bit. But I don't get into it much. Because I mean, there are other things to talk about. And we, you know, we don't talk about, you know, the stars and that kind of stuff. We, you know, we just kind of go on and have a good time with each other. So we just spend good time with each other, and that's a cool thing. But we just gave up. We gave up our responsibility. We don't do it anymore. And that's by and large what the bulk of the people in this country don't understand is that 5-year-old's mad because school's out. He woke up and thinks he should stay up. That they don't understand that what's taking place, that their very freedom, what they've taken for granted for so many years, is disappearing. It's going poof, into the night. And it's like that, just that old frog in the kettle analogy where just a slow boil, bam, boom, one day we're cooked. And we're rapidly getting there. Yes, we are. But you know what? We're winning victories. And we're winning the battles. And they're winning some battles. And this is going to be a long war. But we have to continue to take the information to people. Get it to the people. And get people to understand, hey, this is not right. This is something needs to be done. There's a change for your kids and for their kids. That's what needs to be done. Craig in Iowa, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say one thing about, you know, people giving up their freedoms. I moved up here to Iowa from Texas, and I moved into a house. It had a little, it had a little merry-go-round on the outside, right? And I got in here, I moved in the house. And a day later, a guy came up and said, hey, yeah, the guy that owned this house sold that merry-go-round to me. And, you know, and I was from Texas. I said, no, he didn't say anything to me about it. So I went inside, and I got my pistol, just a little .22 pistol. I said, you know what, you're going to take that, you know, you're going to have bullets shooting at you. And, you know, I need to get a hold of this guy because he never told me anything about it. And I said, you know, and then we had a couple words. I don't even remember. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I'll call 911, and I'm going to have them come down here, and they can sort it out then. And you know what? I called these guys, and, you know, and they called me back. For one thing, they couldn't even deal with me when I called them, and then they called me back. And they said they don't, you know, they don't do those. That's a civil matter, you know. So here's the deal, and I just told them. I said, I got a gun out here on this guy that wants to come on my property that I bought and take something off it, and I have a gun on him. This is in Iowa, and like I said, I moved from Texas to Iowa. And they wouldn't come down to deal with it.
They're probably afraid of you.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's crazy. I think it's nuts. I mean, here's a guy trespassing on your property, first off, and who says, you know, something belongs to him that you have no knowledge of, and he's coming to collect it. And, I mean, I agree with you, yeah. You know, you're not getting it until I've checked with this guy because I don't know anything about it. And the guy goes to take the thing with him. Hey, you know, it's your job, you know, from what you know, that came with a house.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have to protect what's yours.
That's exactly what I thought. And, you know, hey, I don't want to take up too much time, but, you know, one thing I want to say, you know, last night you went on and you talked about this Ted Anderson deal. And you know what? And, you know, you're 100% right. You're 1,000% right. Because it made me think that these people that are out there talking about the truth and they're worrying about money,
right?
You know what? If they don't straighten out and get their stuff together, their money isn't going to count for nothing. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, yeah, and I appreciate your support. I don't have to worry about it anymore. I got rid of the problem.
But you know what? And hey, I didn't even turn on that other network. I got you on all day long. I'm not
Excellent.
Even, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to mess with it, stuff like that.
Excellent, Craig. I appreciate it.
All right, thank
Thanks
you.
For the call. Hey, you have a good night. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, they come for one thing, and then boom, you know, for all you know, he's coming back. You know that little seesaw you got over there? Well, he told me I can have it too. I'm here for that. Next way, the swing set's mine. Oh gosh, you know, I mean, and at some point you have to stand up and say no. I'm sorry, and it's better that you stand up early than late, because half of what's yours is gone when you stand up late. He had mentioned a Ted Anderson thing. That I own and operate a little network called TruthNet Radio. That broadcasts on the internet, and I'd been carrying Alex Jones during the day. You know, we've been selling some commercials, and just happened to get an advertiser who was one of their advertisers, and so they called and basically tried to give me the strong arm. So I no longer carry Alex Jones, because hey, you know, nobody's going to tell me in a free market who I can do business with and who I can't. So that was it in a nutshell. That's what he was referring to there in the conversation. I appreciate everybody's support. Because, I mean, you know, we are in a fight for our lives. In the end, they want us dead. That's what a lot of people don't understand. They want us graveyard dead. And if we don't stand up and fight them, they'll get their way. They'll get their wish. All these little blue-blooded elite sissy boys running around here molesting little boys that think that that they're the world's finest, that the world belongs to them, they've got another thing coming. Because there's a grumpy 42-year-old guy that's overweight in Oklahoma that's starting to get pissed off. And there's millions of us out here among in the fruited plain that are really pissed off. And more people are starting to get pissed off. Because our country is being sold down the river. China is upset because now The United States is, hey, well, you're, we kind of worried about the trade imbalance here. Oh, you should not worry, trade imbalance. No. No, 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 no. We do fine. You do fine. You go on, go on. We got $1 trillion of your dollar right here. And so now we're beating them over the head saying, oh, well, we want this, we want that. Hey, yeah. And that's all, by design. This Fed rate cut is designed just to hold things together just a little bit longer because the dollar's going to crash. They're bringing about technology like you will not believe. They got police departments wanting energy weapons. Today it's tasers, tomorrow it's phasers. Please, sir, stop. I'll be forced to stun you with my phaser. The technology is just increasing. Saw an article today where people can direct with a certain amplifier an antenna towards your head, and you hear the audio in your skull. Now, is that crazy or not? I mean, that's Looney Tunes. I mean, that's all, folks. I mean, and that's what they're doing. And today on my afternoon show, there was we were talking about in the future when people are chipped, that you'll walk into a store and you'll get the messages. You'll be on aisle two, and hey, a great deal on carrots today on aisle two. Look left now. Look right now. There's black-eyed peas. New Year's coming up. Please stock up now. You know, I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine that? And this is the type of stuff that they're talking about bringing to us. Here you go. And technology can have a positive use or can have a negative use. It's just how people decide to use it. It's like a gun. A gun can have a positive use, and it can have a negative use. Makes a great tool for providing food for people and protection. A negative use of it is murdering someone or robbing someone. But it's still a tool. It's what the individual does with that tool. I mean, are we gonna outlaw hammers because I can knock somebody in the head with a hammer? Or cars, for that matter. 42,000 people died in the year 2001 from automobile accidents, same year as 9/11. Have we outlawed automobiles? No. In fact, we encourage everybody to go out and buy one. Get a car today. Low financing. Got a job? You got credit. Come on down. You know, And we're in the fight for our lives. And information is power. Knowledge is power. The more information, the more knowledge that you have, the more powerful you become. And they don't like that. That's why they're looking for ways to try to change the internet. That's why they don't want micro-broadcast stations up. That's why they won't run pro-constitution ads on Fox. They don't want people getting the idea. This is why they censor Ron Paul. They don't want people getting the idea that something is wrong. But people inherently know something's wrong. I've been talking to people for years that know that government is corrupt, that their money's going down a hole, but nobody's prepared to do anything about it because the stakes have not been high enough. And now we got homes being foreclosed on all over the place. Yeah, you're right, Tanana. HARP can be used to disable everything, including us. I mean, boom. They're talking about technology that will just a flick of a switch or a button shut down somebody's central nervous system. Boom, you're dead. Right there, like turning you on and off, like your little automaton. And that's what they want. They're dumbing down our kids in school. Our kids are not getting a decent education. I mean, it's insane. What'd you do at school today? Well, we watched a movie. You know, they're not learning anything. Not anything at all. And even my high school education, compared to some final exams I've seen for eighth graders that was from before the turn of the century, these kids had schooling in philosophy, in the sciences, all of that. And we don't have that much. We didn't get that. Didn't get it at all. We did have a civics class, so I know about a bill. I got to watch that on Saturday morning television. You know, I'm a bill right after conjunction, junction, and what's your function? But we've just been fed what they want us to hear and fed what they want us to know, and it's our responsibility to go out and learn more. I don't like that. They don't like people that go and use the library. They don't like people that are going all over the place searching information. And the fact that these people are so arrogant, they'll post the information in public, and when people find it, oh my gosh, you're a kook. 6 months later, it's fact. Guess they're not so much a kook now, are they? Had somebody call a good friend of mine who exposed what the military is wanting to do. In fact, we need to have him on one night to talk about this and how they want to work. Call him a leftist. This guy is more on the so far on the right. There's no way he's left. Back in a minute with the Midnight Rider. 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Back around the corner.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Making all these waves, and I wonder where the days went. I see the figures you like.
edition of the Midnight Rider right here on RBN. Also on TruthNet Radio, and also being beamed high above the Earth. On a planet that does spin, by the way. 22,000 miles above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit. Beaming down the message of liberty, freedom, and truth. And on micro-broadcast stations all over the country. On low-power FMs, everybody listening on those, welcome to the program. Glad you're listening. And more folks are calling in saying, hey, I'm listening. A little FM station in my town. And to all you guys and gals who've got these stations up and are running, oh, man, my hat's off to you. That's a big, big deal. And I'm so very thankful that you guys are out there. And the work that you guys do is very, very much appreciated. This is all a sham, folks. Every bit of it. From everything that we see on television, the history that we read, all a sham. We've had a group of people who have been in charge at varying levels of in the government of this country for over 60 years. Over 60 years. And their influence doesn't start there. It goes back from even before then. And all the people that they've been entangled with, and all the people that have worked with them and for them. And you can go back to just a few, and the people that you see in power in the executive branches of our government today all have tentacles that go back to a small group of people. You've got Henry Kissinger, who's a member of the Bilderberg Group. Henry Kissinger, the way he made his way into the halls of power, is here he is. He's a German. His family comes over here before the war, and he goes to school and learns and joins the army. He becomes a translator during the war because he speaks fluent German. And guess who he ends up being a translator for? None other than Alan Dulles, one of the founders of the CIA. And that's how they worm their way in. And you've got these Dulles brothers who along with Prescott Bush and the Harrimans and people like Henry Ford, IBM, all these people that were funding the Nazis. All of these people involved. And then after the war, you get this dandy little Project Paperclip or Operation Paperclip, whatever you want to call it, where they bring all these Nazi officials and scientists over here to the United States. And where do they put them? They stick them in government. Our entire space program is built around Nazi V2 technology from Wernher von Braun. A guy who was responsible for the deaths of 25,000 slave workers at Peenemünde, his rocket manufacturing facility. And this guy is just basically, you know, after a couple of years of being watched, boom, you know, here he is. Free to go, free to do anything he wants, and the blood is of all those people on his hands. I mean, and now we've got people from the Stasi, and the former KGB in as consultants for Homeland Security on how to run things and how to control people. Folks, the illusion of freedom is just that, an illusion. Hour one is done. Back with more in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. With